Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We as an offensive collective were off today, and certainly he's a component of that. I'll let him speak for himself, but we certainly got to be better. Didn't feel like they did anything unanticipated, but certainly they outperformed us, particularly in possession down play.
What are you working on from a consistency standpoint offensively that you'd like to see improve?
You know, third down.
I mean, yes, third down, but Bob, a lot goes into third down. Your pass blocking, your quarterback play, the personnel that you choose, your coordinator, your entire offensive philosophy, etc. I've got some numbers here for you, Bob. Donnie and I like to play the numbers game on Friday. Have you ever heard it? Have you ever listened to that show on Fridays?
When I'm driving around, if I have it on, yes, I've heard it.
And you're usually golfing. I called, by the way, as James from Franklin, but Matty Ice screened it on Saturday.
Because Matty Ice knows we haven't forgot about your tactics, Joe. In fact, I hate to admit this, but I'm kind of turning into you. So I was walking into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I never saw this gentleman in there before, but we, you know, hello, how are you? Good, how are you? He asked me something. My answer was, holy bird milk. I've never said that before in my life. And it just came out. And I said, holy bird milk. Maybe it's because I'm here and I'm thinking. And
I know.
I never heard that come out of my mouth.
I'm sorry.
We are again.
I know.
And again, I'm saying the same thing. And again.
I apologize for that, Bob. And I know you sing at home, too, sometimes.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty annoying. My wife's getting tired of it.
I can't help it. I'm an anxious, nervous wreck every day, and instead of smoking or drinking or biting my nails, I burst into nonsensical lyrics.
It's a good choice. That's a better choice.
I think so. Ready for these numbers?
Yes, go ahead.
Ben Roethlisberger in his final season, Russell Wilson last year, and Aaron Rodgers through 9 games. Russell Wilson played 11, Ben 16 his final year. You ready, Bob?
I am, and I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Ben in his final year was 9-7. Russell Wilson was 6-5. Aaron Rodgers is 5-4. We all agree that's similar limits? Pretty similar.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Completion percentage. Ben 65, Rodgers 66.8, Russell 64. Pretty similar?
Mm-hmm.
Limits, would you say that's similar?
That's similar.
Touchdowns. Ben 22, Rodgers 18, again in only 9 games, and Russell 16. Interceptions, 10 for Ben. Rodgers already has 7, and Russ had 5. But here are the key numbers. Touchdown percentage. Rodgers has a significant lead over the other guys. 6.6 touchdown percentage. Russ at 4.8, which was pretty good. Ben at 3.6. But then we get into interception percentage. How many of your passes are being picked off? Rodgers made a career of not turning the ball over. Ben at 1.7 interception percentage, Russ at 1.5, Rodgers at 2.6.
Mm.
That's the most significant stat differential yet. Then you have QBR. Russ has the best, followed by Rodgers, then Ben. And then passer rating, Rodgers 97, Russell 96, Ben 87. Limits, I'd say those numbers are pretty similar and quite disturbing, would you?
Yeah, frightening, very alarming, especially over the last couple of weeks. Aaron Rodgers has been turning the ball over a little bit more frequently and putting it into harm's way, at least, and hasn't looked like the Aaron Rodgers that we saw over the first five games. And look, I was a huge bring Aaron Rodgers here type of guy. I was completely okay with it.
He's only had one bad game,
right?
Really. Maybe two, but the numbers right now, when it was that bad last night, they look and neither Ben nor Russell was bad by any means. They were above average, I would say. Unfortunately, that's where Rodgers finds himself right now, above average. That's about it.
And that's why through this whole process, ever since Ben retired, the whole focus has been trying to find the next guy. And there, you mentioned the word band-aid earlier in this show, and that's exactly what these guys are, quite frankly. Very big-name quarterbacks who've had big histories, but they are a band-aid until they find the next guy. They need somebody younger to come
in. I didn't say band-aids, Bob.
What did you say?
I never used the term band-aids.
What did you call it? I don't know. You said that. You said, if I had a cut on my arm, I wouldn't put a band-aid.
Oh, yeah.
So
in that metaphor, context. Yes.
So it's the same kind of thing. They're putting a band-aid on a situation that they need to figure out.
Well, no, that was the number two receiver situation
But it's the same thing as this, to be honest. They're going year to year with their quarterback situation.
Yeah, so I hear that.
Technically, it's a band-aid over something that needs to be solved with a quarterback who's going to be there year in and year out, so they don't have to deal with this question, and they can also draft other pieces instead of looking at quarterbacks.
Ready for some more numbers, Bob?
Sure.
In the past 4 going on 5 years, so 4 years and 9 games, your Pittsburgh Steelers are 43-36-1, this is including playoffs, with a minus 137 point differential.
See, that's the stunning number right there.
Minus 137. So when the national people get a hold of that, they're like, wow, Mike Tomlin's really getting that team to outperform its point differential. That's incredible. What a job he's doing. They're barely above 500 if you average it out over the 5 years with a minus 137 point differential. And listen to this. This year, through 9 games, more than half their season, the Steelers ranked 29th in offense and 28th in defense. Wow, that Mike Tomlin, man, is for having such a bad offense and defense. Can you believe they're still in first place? What a job he must be doing. That's how everybody nationally translates that. How I would translate it, Bob, is they stink.
They're below average in both of those categories, despite all the money they put into some of their positions, especially on defense. Got to do much better. Absolutely, on everything. And the thing about it is it's been inconsistent. And one week it's the offense, another week it's the defense. They can't complement each other. The one game that they did complement each other was the Indianapolis game, where they forced turnovers, got small fields, and turned them into touchdowns. Other than that, there haven't been much of that. There was in the first half of the Vikings game. I thought they did a very good first half in that game in Dublin, Ireland, but it's been very erratic, and you don't know which team is going to fail you week to week and which side of the, whether it's offense or defense. They got to work in harmony, and it's been anything but harmonious.
Man, I'll say that's alarming. And that's total yards, which I don't think is the greatest way to measure it, but it's 29th in offense, 28th in defense. That tells you maybe they're lucky to be 5-4. Now, I would say the scoring numbers more accurately reflect the Steelers' place in the NFL. They're 16th in scoring offense and 22nd in scoring defense. That's where they are. That's where they have been, is right around, I don't know, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th best team in the NFL for a long time right now. Would you agree with that, Bob?
Yes, totally. And the numbers are what they say you are, and that's where they are right now in the middle. And that's why I think you guys both believe there are going to be two teams from this division get in. I do not. I think there are going to be one, and that's only the division winner.
So you've gone from Steelers in the AFC title game to Steelers missing the playoffs.
Well, you always say, give me more evidence.
Exactly.
That's what I'm
just trying to clarify your position.
But at the beginning of the season, I thought that was certainly capable of happening. And we have seen instances where it looked like maybe they're heading in that direction. Now, though, with the way things have gone and, you know, back to, I thought going into the three-game stretch they had against Green Bay, Indy, and the Chargers, I said to you that Monday before these games,
yeah,
that this would tell you a lot about what the Steelers are, because these three games in succession are going to probably be the toughest three in a row that they're going to face. And so they go 1-2 in those games.
Yeah. I still think they're going to win 9 or 10 games. They're at 5.
Okay, but you're telling me you don't think the West is going to have more than one team?
They'll have three.
So yeah, you're saying the East, Buffalo won't make it?
Yeah, I think the Steelers are going to beat Buffalo here, and that'll be the deciding
game.
Well,
how about if they don't?
Well, then they won't make the playoffs.
Because they won't win the division, probably.
Right. I think the Ravens will win the division. I think the Steelers are going to beat Cincinnati at home. I think they'll split Chicago and Buffalo. That's two wins. Three would be Miami, and four would be...
Miami. Not so fast.
Four would be Cleveland. It was still that... Who knows? Maybe the Ravens will be playing their JV guys again. That's an annual occurrence in the last game. I think the Steelers will still have a winning record.
I'm not changing my tune on that. I just think the division winner is the only team.
So you think 9-8 right now?
No, I still think it's going to be 10-7.
And 10-7 won't get you in?
As a division winner.
No, you said the Steelers won't make the playoffs.
Unless it's a division winner.
Okay, so you're saying they're going to win 10 and not get a wild card.
Well, that was my original pick, so I'm going to stay right with it. You know, how it comes to be is how it comes to be. I still think, given what they have, that they could pull out 10 wins. And if they do, given that 1-5 Ravens start, I think it's going to be enough to win that division. That's the only legitimate way. Now, I know what you're saying about the Buffalo Bills. They've got problems. There's no question
Big
about
problems.
That. However, they're still Buffalo, and they still have Josh Allen. They still have an offense that can score a lot
of
points.
Sure. That game could obviously go either way. Pretty much any game except last night's could. So let me just clarify your position, Bob. Are the Steelers going to make the playoffs, in your opinion?
As of this moment, I would say no, because the Ravens have... They got it going, and I think they're going to be able to overtake them given the way the Steelers have played the last three
games.
So
no playoffs.
At this point. I mean,
right. It's all we have is right now. So who are the three wild cards going to be then?
Well,
Buffalo?
I think Buffalo's going to be one and two from the West, right?
Okay. Fair enough. Limits, do you think that?
I've been going very back and forth because I do think that Buffalo is going to make the playoffs, which would mean that hypothetically somebody from the West would end up missing the playoffs, and the Chargers are going to make it at this point,
I
would think.
I don't think that's going to change. I don't think you're going to see anything but three teams from the West.
Denver's going to make it, and we know that the Chiefs are going to ultimately figure it out.
Well,
so, Joe, I think I'm changing my position right now.
Okay.
With a little bit more thought that, no, they're not going to make the playoffs. Even if they go 9-8, Denver already has 8 wins. The Chargers have 7 wins. The Chiefs are going to get there, and I think Buffalo's better than the Steelers and are going to win in Pittsburgh.
Fair enough. I mean, that could actually definitely happen. I happen to think that the Steelers are going to win 9 or 10 games and get in, probably 9.
And Buffalo, to be clear. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, they're going to beat Buffalo here. Okay. Buffalo, you think the Steelers have problems. Have you seen the Bills lately?
No, I saw them yesterday. And
did
I
you see
them
against Atlanta?
But that makes me also think about Miami. We're automatically going to say Miami is going to be an automatic win here.
I didn't say automatic. I would never, ever say automatic.
You thought they would be a win.
The Steelers could play Cleveland, the Jets, the Raiders, the Giants, the Saints, the Cardinals, all those games would be tough for them. I'm just predicting that'll be, I think they have 4 more wins in them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The rest of the year. And that Miami will be one.
Well, and if they beat Buffalo head-to-head, the head-to-head will come into play if they end up with kind of record. So.
And the Bills, when you look at their schedule, they could lose. They've been blown out by Atlanta and Miami, for God's sakes. They have Baker Mayfield next, then they go into Houston, and they appear to have gotten their crap together.
Yeah.
Then they come here. Around. Then they face the Fighting Flaccos. Then they go into New England, and they still have the Eagles. The Bills are in trouble right now. So everything's relative, I think. And I do think the Steelers are still going to get in somehow, some way.
It's going to go right down to the final game. And that final game is Baltimore at Pittsburgh.
Maybe Baltimore's freshman team.
Maybe or maybe not. Given the logjam we've seen, I don't know if it's going to come to that. I think that game may mean whoever wins gets in as a division champ.
Could be. Wouldn't that be something? I mean, just last week, the Steelers smashed up the Colts. And you don't think they have some problems, Bob? The Indianapolis Colts?
Yeah, they have problems, but I think the solution is what we saw yesterday. Give the ball to your best player over and over and over again. And if you do that, generally good things are going to happen.
Well, they're going into Kansas City in their next game, our little Indianapolis Colts. They're still going into Seattle. They're going into Jacksonville. They're going into Houston. They've got San Francisco and Jacksonville and Houston at home. They're not out of the woods yet. They're 8-2.
No, but let's see how they build up a little. Build up a little, equity here in terms of what their record is. 8-2
for sure.
So, yeah, you can see them getting to 11 wins or 10, certainly
easily. Yes, but I could also see them losing bunches of games. They were lucky to get out of that one. And how different would it look if they were 7-3 going into Kansas City?
Yeah.
And by the way, Bob. By the way. Our little Chiefs better take care of business or they're not going to make the playoffs, as much as I and everybody else think it's practically automatic and we're conditioned to believe it. I would strongly suggest they win at Denver in their next game, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's they've already got off to a slow start and so they got to win some of these games. Kansas City lost to the Chargers. They have two head-to-heads in that. They beat Denver and they beat Kansas City already. So
Kansas City's lost to three teams ahead of them. So Buffalo, the Chargers, and Jacksonville.
To me, they got to get moving and just win a lot of games in a row to move away from that.
At Denver, Indy, at Dallas on Thanksgiving, Houston.
That will be a big game. I'm looking forward to that game on Thanksgiving.
Too.
I think it's going to be fun.
Houston and the Chargers. So at some point, if you're Kansas City, at some point we're going to be saying they better win or they're going to be eliminated. So they better win, Bob.
I think you can make a case like that for every team. It's amazing, all of them. And if you're looking at an elite team, is there an elite team in the AFC right now?
No
elite, right?
No.
There are teams that are good, and I wouldn't even say there's a great team. Everyone I look at, I look at and I think, how does Denver have the record they have, given how they've played? That Thursday night game was one of the worst games I've ever spent time watching. 15 punts in there.
Yeah.
13 three and outs.
Patriots have looked pretty good.
They have.
If I had to rank the teams in the AFC right now, it would be New England. Probably New England 1, Baltimore 2, and Kansas City 3. If I'm talking the teams I wouldn't want to play right now in the playoffs, maybe Baltimore, Kansas City, New England in that order.
Yeah. See, Baltimore's emerging now. To the team perhaps we all thought they were at the beginning of the season,
yeah.
Which will be the team to beat in the AFC.
Yep.
Because I could see them now going on a 6-game win streak.
They better not stumble, though.
No, they can't. That's when you lose five right off the bat. That's the problem. You can't stumble.
412-928-9370. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Cincinnati Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers live at 1 p.m. Eastern, then stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series Landman, all on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Limits, let's hit the lines.
All right, Joe, let's go to Emmanuel and Carnegie to chime in.
Hey, Emmanuel, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are y'all guys doing? May I inquire about your well-being? How y'all doing?
We're doing well. And thank you for asking. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate that. What's up?
Yeah, especially after a loss. So yeah.
I just talked to Emmanuel on Saturday. I know he's pretty optimistic about the schedule here. So now, like Joe always asks everybody, have you changed your position a little bit at least?
Not one bit, especially after the Bills game. And because I know everybody's going to talk about firing Mike Tomlin, and we're going to need a receiver. That's true. And unfortunately, there's no going back. We're going to have to ride the season out the way it is. What we should have done in that red zone was definitely had Warren in there, and we need to utilize Washington more in the red zone because at the beginning of the season, you know, he was really a big factor, literally and figuratively, in the red zone. But I feel like our defense is still turning the corner. I thought under those circumstances, the defense played pretty well, and I'm going to give the offense the pony pass. That's just not the Aaron Rodgers that we know and love.
Yeah, but they weren't very good last week either.
Well, they capitalized in the red zone last week, and they didn't have many, many possessions last week because we had a lot of short fields. I think with the running game, we can run the ball more. I think Rodgers had a really off game. He was really wide and high on a lot of his passes. I'm going to give him the pony pass. We're going to win the next three games. You're right, Joe, about the Bills. We're going to beat the Bills in Pittsburgh, and we're going to split with Baltimore. And speaking of watching out for somebody, the Ravens better watch out for the Bengals or the Browns. If they lose one game, they're not winning the AFC North, and that's my prediction. I think they're going to lose one game that they're supposed to win, and they're going to split with us. So I'm still positive. I'm not giving up yet, and nice talking to y'all.
You too, man.
All right,
man. The Ravens, they do have a couple games still to play with.
At the end of the year, it gets just as easy as the next three, at least easy, and I say that word knowing that nothing's easy. But the next three should be wins. After that, they face some potential losses.
I mean, they still.
But the head-to-head is going to decide everything.
I think they have two losses to play with Baltimore. I think if they lose two more, they'll finish 10-7.
10-7, yep.
That might win the division.
I think that is going to win the division.
If they beat the Steelers twice, obviously it will. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates. Personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Limits.
Here's Robin West Mifflin.
Hey, Rob, what's up?
Oh, everything, man. All type of stuff, man. I don't know how much time I got, but listen, that was hard to watch last night. I'm going to get this out there first. I'm going to say this first. Yes, Aaron Rodgers played not bad, horrific. He had a horrific game. But it comes a point, man, where the offense, like Arnie Smith, I don't know what he's doing. It was a 3rd and 2. And they showed the replay from behind Aaron Rodgers, and all the receivers was doing streaks. And he had the longest time yesterday back during the pocket to throw the ball. Like, I've never seen a 5 and curl, a 5 and out, none of that in his system. I mean, this is the 3rd week in a row, man. This offense looks bad, man. I mean, so far that – I never said it looked good. I never said it looked bad. Because once they always started saying that it's only one receiver offense, and in the back of my mind, what offense only uses one receiver? But this offense looks bad, man, and I don't know where we go from here, man. I mean, it's
I'll tell you simply where I would go here, Rob. I would go right into Jalen Warren. That's my identity. I'm going to start with him, and anything that branches out because of it, it's because of his running and what he does. And, you know, 5.0 yards per carry, and yet he only runs it 14 times. In the pass game, he was the most explosive guy, even in the pass game.
He was the best player on the field.
So that's where my identity starts.
He played less than half the snaps. Rob, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here, but this is like, he looked like he's the only one that wanted to play yesterday out of everybody that was suited up. Like, seriously, He was the only, he looked so energetic. And then he comes out in the second half, and then you start giving him the ball, he's jumping over people like fading. I don't know what's going on there.
And here's the other thing. The Steelers have lost the time of possession game, which is something that everybody talks about a lot, and with good reason. But last night it was almost 16 whole minutes. That's more than a quarter of possession time that you do not have. And it's been a trend all season long. And you can talk about no snaps. Okay, but you know, third down and medium to long tells you that first down is a problem at times. You have to create down and distance. It doesn't happen. People talk about being consistent. You can be consistent, but you have to show something to begin that consistency trait. And to me, it's the run game. That's how they want to play, but they often have gone away from it, I think, a little too soon.
And I'm not going to bash little Calvin Austin, man, but when they drafted that dude, I always said he was too little, man. Like, his hands, he probably got Kenny Pickett hands, man. Like, that ball hit his hands, and Dante Jackson was his weight. He couldn't wait to get that interception since we let him go.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the call, Rob. He's made some plays, Calvin Austin. I'll take him as a number three. He's made some big plays
right.
for them this year. But nobody's going to worry about Calvin Austin on the other team.
No, if you have two guys that they're going to be worried about, and all of a sudden a guy like that who can go over the middle and turn yak yards around, now he's even more effective. But if you have to rely on him as your primary guy once DK Metcalf is double covered, then, you know, again, it's like any athlete who you see for a limited amount of time, and he's good in that role. The minute you stretch out the responsibility of the role, all of a sudden, he's not the same player. And that's right. Because he was never designed to be that player.
The pass by Rodgers with 2:16 left in the first half was an absolute killer. That was a terrible pass.
Which one was this?
You said the one that flew over Metcalf's hands. I mean, you're in an end-of-half situation.
Well, again, they passed the ball on three straight downs, and
They ran it to Warren on first down, and then Rodgers threw the interception on second and six. But that
wait a minute, you're talking about? I'm talking about one.
I'm
of the
talking
goal
end
line.
Of the first half, end of the first half pick when it's a 5-3 game. Bob.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That turns into a touchdown. That just can't happen. So
that was the R.J. Mickens interception, right?
Yeah, not letting Rodgers off the hook here.
No,
there's a lot more to it.
I agree, but he was to me the number one issue last night. He just was not good, and it starts. But again, you know, take a little pressure off, run the game, be committed more to it. Things
go get
open
a receiver, go get him another receiver. Yeah. They've had that chance time and again, and they've just failed miserably. And Bob, if I were you, I'd be gloating every second that you're the guy who's been saying that they should have kept George Pickens. George Pickens right now is putting up better numbers than DK Metcalf. He's putting up some of the best numbers in the league. I would be standing on the top of buildings saying, I'm the guy who said they should have kept Pickens.
I don't do that. I'm glad you recognize that I did it, but I only did it for common sense for me, at least, that I thought he was going to have a season where he had to do nothing but play well. That was his only chance to make the kind of money he wants. If he had a dog season, and worse, if he was a cancerous dog season, no one would sign him. Or if they did, it'd be a one-year deal for veteran minimum.
The only people in the NFL with more yards than Pickens, and just to be clear, I've been arguing with Bob that Pickens would have imploded here, but now I'm leaning toward his side, because I guess when you look at what they actually haven't done, and what they have beyond Metcalf, and by the way, Pickens is better, way better than Metcalf this season. The only receivers with more yards than George Pickens are Puka Nacua, Ja'Marr Chase, and Smith and Jigba.
Right.
Wow. Plus he has six receiving touchdowns.
And just so you know, he's going opposite a guy who is DK Metcalf, and better, C.D. Lamb. So most of the attention goes to C.D. Lamb. He's taking advantage of it, and that's what I thought would have happened here. And again, I would have based this. I knew he was a problem in the locker. I understood that, but they've had other problems in the locker. They dealt with Antonio Brown throughout his career. And Mike Tomlin's good about working with guys like that. Instead, I would have just kept him one more year.
No, he's not. He enables guys like that and creates them.
But he also deals with them, so he gets production from them before they turn. I'm saying that George Pickens, I would have sat him down in my office, and I would have said this. We know that you somehow think that you're better than all of us, and that you complain, you don't show up for meetings, all this, okay? This year for you, it's all about you. It has nothing to do with us. You. If you want to make your money, you must play. And if you don't play, say goodbye to the NFL. Big opportunities. You're never going to cash in. I trust that you would become more mature, understand your role, and perform. And that's all I would have said. It's up to him. I would have taken that chance. I want players who are motivated by money.
Look more right every day. You do. You look more right every single day.
Isn't that generally what you see with athletes?
No. They will play. Guys who are who they are. And if George Pickens, I still think, if you would have told, they took his money, they gave it, they had a wad of money in front of him, they took it away and gave it to another man. That's his money that Metcalf has.
All the more motivation. All the more motivation.
You think, yeah. And they took his position, number one receiver, and gave it to another man.
Guess what?
And
he's
George
a number
Pickens,
two in Dallas.
Based on everything
he's
I know,
number two in Dallas.
Wouldn't have handled that. He's
okay,
been a number
maybe
one.
Not.
He's been a number one a lot of the season because Lamb's been out.
Okay, you can't predict that. He's handled the role well.
Believe
he's
me, not, you're looking right now.
I'm saying instead of searching as they've been searching, and if you wanted to protect, okay, a third round pick, that's what you could have had that in him.
Yeah, I'm conceding.
You may be right. I mean, he hasn't imploded yet, and maybe he will.
I'm conceding on that.
He has
Bob.
Too much at stake right now. He knows he has to continue to do what he's doing.
He's a top three receiver on numbers in the league, 20 plus yard catches. The only guys ahead of him are Smith and Jigba and Egbuka. I just mentioned yards. There's three guys, top five receiver in the league. I'll say touchdowns. Three guys in the league have more. Only two receivers. So. You were right. If I had to do it over again,
right wrong,
I'd take that
just,
chance on him imploding.
When we make these statements, to me, that made sense.
It's glaring. Their lack of a number two receiver is so glaring, and it's such derelict of duty and so unbelievably incompetent of Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin not to take care of that. We had people on the air saying last week, I don't even remember who right now, some of our guests, some of our callers, well, if you trade, if you bring in a number two receiver, what does that do to Roman Wilson's development?
Yeah, I don't.
What?
That's on him. That's not. They shouldn't have to worry about that. He has to prove it to them.
And forget about his junk touchdown last night. He wasn't open the whole night until
the
game was over.
And that was the game was over. They're giving up whatever they give up yards wise. So.
It was Steelers apologist Mark Caballi.
You already have three receivers to Roman, Calvin Austin, that are not so far away from what Jacoby Myers brings that you can get away with it.
No,
you're getting rid of DK Metcalf. Forget it. I mean, you're
far.
Done. You don't have
to. They're far. And I love Mark Caballi, and I'm sure we'll argue again this week.
Me too.
Come on. Jacoby Myers was a 1,000-yard receiver last year. He's one of the most dependable receivers in the league. And the other thing Caballi said was, well, he's not exactly Jerry Rice. Nobody thinks he's a number one or a star. Not one person on the planet Earth is saying Jacoby Myers is a star. What they are saying is he's a dependable, versatile, veteran pass catcher who would have given Rodgers a really viable weapon beyond Metcalf, which would have been good in and of itself. And number two, might have diverted some attention from Metcalf, which we saw all night last night. And which we've seen lately. Collinsworth said that well, too. He's saying he's facing true double teams really all the time. And teams are taking him out of games. This dude hasn't had more than 55 yards receiving in a month, a calendar month. In his last two games, he has five catches for 41 yards over two games. Green Bay, 5 for 55. Cincinnati, 3 for 50, even that night. He's had one 100-yard game all season. It's drying up for Metcalf, and it was cute last week when he said, you all are frustrated, I'm not, I just want to win. Yeah, we'll see about that coming up.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, he's better when he has someone else on the other side, and when there's a legitimate number two guy there. And I say that with all due respect to those young players.
Anybody
in that locker
would be,
room,
right?
But that's the whole idea. You have two guys, and they have to pick what they're going to do. That also frees up tight ends. That frees up Jaylen Warren out of the back. That frees up a lot of different options you have because the defense is now charged with stopping two really good guys on the outside.
Coming
I always
next,
like that. That's what I want
too.
To see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yeah, I think I need to. I expect to play great every single week, and this was not my best performance. I got to play better than this for us to win, whatever it takes. I got to make if it's better checks, if it's better throws, whatever it is, I got to play better. I will, but we got to bounce back. We got a division opponent next week. We're 5-4. We're ahead by a game in the division, and we got to play better on offense for sure. But, this is part of the season. There's ebbs and flows. There's ups and downs, and we can't ride the wave. I felt like our energy, and it starts with me, it wasn't as great on offense. I felt like we were just kind of struggling a little bit and couldn't get a play to get going. We always say we just get a first down, we usually score on that drive, and we had so many three and outs, and we hurt ourselves with a couple penalties, and I didn't play very good at all. So I got to play better.
Well, he's right about everything he said there. He has to play better. It starts with the quarterback, for sure, but there's a lot more going on there. 15-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Man, the head coach was as unhappy as I've heard him in a while after any game. And he sort of was trying to couch everything, generally with his offense. And then limits do we have when somebody piped up and said, what did you think of Rodgers' performance? And Tomlin basically says, what did you think? What did you make of that, Bob?
I just think it's after the game frustration. That's a tough time to deliver any message. But he certainly was curt. He was upset. Bottom line is third down killed them. On both sides, really. The Chargers made some key third downs. Their numbers weren't overly impressive there.
They have a great quarterback, by the way.
They do.
That guy's great.
And I thought after Herbig fell on his ankle that he may be out of the game, just like last year they knocked him out of the game. But he stood in there, got it taped, and stayed in, makes plays. When he throws a pass, it's really as pretty as any pass that you'll see. It's normally right on the money with a tight spiral.
And he's great. And there's going to be times where the Steelers simply have the second best quarterback in the game, and that's never a good place to be,
No, and that's why you got to keep the ball away from him. And again, coming into the game, that was one of their things, and they got outpossessed 37-something to 22-something. That's a lot. That's a quarter, more than a quarter of possession time. And when you give a guy like that opportunities, even though the defense did a pretty decent job containing him until late in the game,
they did a great job
but you can't keep giving him all these opportunities.
He threw a terrible ball end of half. You're right. Probably going to the half down 5-3, maybe 8-3.
And then they turn it into 7 plays, 38 yards, McConkey touchdown, boom.
There's not a lot to talk about with the defense for me this week.
I agree.
This is an offense problem right now. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Cloudy today, a high of Carnell Lake, 37, a low of Kent to Colby. Good old Teak, low at 27. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for Affordable Legal Solutions. This was Tomlin last night.
How would you assess Aaron's performance tonight?
How would you? Next.
Bob, he was just not happy last night. I think frustration has probably really set in with him, maybe not even consciously, that we kind of all know where this whole thing's headed, don't we? Sort of. Like, I mean, at best, they're going to be 9-8, 10-7, and get hammered in a playoff game. Don't we kind of know that?
Well, hopefully not hammered in a playoff game if they get in. I mean, they've been hammered too many times in the past. You would want that to change. But I thought 10-7 coming in was a realistic expectation. I think you had similar.
9-7-1.
9-7-1, went for the tie. Austin, do you have 10-7, 9-8? What were you?
Yeah, I was 10-7.
But I think everyone
it's
you talked to.
It's the easiest prediction in all right. of sports.
So that's what they're fighting against, trying to not make it that. And you get out to a game and you get a big helping hand from the Ravens, who fell to 1-5. You think, okay, that's going to be insurmountable until it isn't.
It just it doesn't feel different. At times this season it has. Coming off last game, it felt a little different, like where are we going from here? And then that just complete dud. Having said that, it's a wide open AFC. It is. The teams we thought were going to be great, two of them are out of the playoffs right now, although the Ravens are rising fast. Kansas City's the other one, and then Buffalo's horrible. So it's wide open. They just hammered the Colts last week. They beat the Patriots, who might be the best team. So don't tell me they can't win a playoff game. I just don't think it's going to be different, that's all. They could. They needed to make a move at the deadline. It's incredible to me that they didn't make a move, Bob.
How many games did you have Aaron Rodgers missing this year due to injury?
I can't remember. Maybe
a couple. We all had something, a couple. So far, that hasn't been the case. I mean, although he got banged up last night a pretty good amount.
Big time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.